Hey, hello, welcome. Thank you for listening to From the Fryer. I'm Ellie.
Hey everyone, this is Leon. Thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Maths.
So we did what we did with 90 Day Fiancé the other way. We just crammed two episodes in since we are so late on putting out the episode. We're really sorry about that. Life got crazy and busy and we didn't even have time to watch the shows, but now we're all caught up. And so we're going to do two episodes today of Married at First Sight, episode 12 and 13. Overall, what are your thoughts on the episodes?
I think they're really good. I think we're making a lot of progress both ways.
Positive, I don't think we're negative. Making progress.
Well, no. I think more of
Gil and Meryl are making progress.
I'm getting more answers to my questions, if you will.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Of do I think this couple's going to make it? My mind is moving more towards, yeah, okay, it's definitely not going to work, in my opinion.
They're all not going to work except Gil and Mirla. But there are people that are going to stay together on decision day, but will get divorced shortly after. Like, there's no way it can work.
I think that happens
a lot. I mean, most couples, the majority of couples will just say yes on decision day.
I was always curious if there must be an incentive to keep it going versus...
Because poor Paige last season.
This guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this anymore. There must be some kind of incentive to just, obviously, right, to make more TV, appear in more episodes.
Yeah. Like, you must be paid per episode, correct? So you can't bow out.
I'm not sure. I wonder if they're more paid for their time and giving, the camera or production.
Like, certain shots?
Yeah, or what's all recorded. There's probably, hey, if you are at the two-week mark and you're still going, there's this bonus, one-month mark. And decision day is, like...
A big
payout if you just make it that far and just get to that scene.
Because even Paige kept it going and there was no hope on that. She had more hope than anyone.
Yeah, that was terrible. There's been some bad past cast members.
Basketball player.
We're discovering, oh, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, immediately just going out.
It's crazy how much your opinions about someone can shift. My opinions from meeting Mirla...
Oh,
the first time to now, it's like so different.
Now, and I love her.
Maybe,
she's
maybe
great.
Maybe Gil also sort of, because he pokes on her how us as normal individuals would probably
yes.
want to poke at her.
Yeah.
And they make it into a joke. So you kind of, like, you almost,
yeah,
you can
yeah, she
see
doesn't
that.
Like blow up about it.
No, that's actually good that she can kind of take it, right? She can like give and then she can take.
Oh, yeah. She gives good. As much shit as, you know, she gets, which is great. And there's not hard feelings over that.
No. Surprisingly, they seem like really good communicators.
Yeah.
It seems like they would
just
talk about anything.
The best out of anyone.
It seems like they would just talk about anything without thinking that someone might judge or be offended.
You know who the worst communicator is?
Ryan?
Johnny.
Oh, boy. Johnny's got some fucking looks, man.
There's a certain look he has and a certain stance he has before he's going to blow. And I could recognize these patterns now.
Yes. He's like getting his Goku form on.
I was telling Leon, because we're actually going to do, we're doing a late night pod tonight on Thursday night. We just finished the episode. We cannot wait. It was too good. These last two episodes were great. Not waiting. So hopefully pod may be coming out tomorrow, Saturday at the latest. I assume this is going to be a long one. The amount of notes I have taken these last two episodes, especially on Johnny and Bao, is absurd. Should we just start? I have like nothing cool to talk about this week.
No, I mean, it's only been like 2 days since we last did the other recording.
Yeah, that's true. So thank you guys for sticking with us. We really appreciate it. We plan to be back on track for 90 Day next week. But just a heads up, we are going to be out of town when Maths drops. We're attempting to drop it right before we literally leave. But I don't know if that'll work. If you don't hear from us by Thursday... You'll hear from us next week.
I'm trying to convince Ellie to take the mic and an iPad and seeing if we can edit on mobile.
So I'm not against that, but there's literally no quiet place. So we're going somewhere very rural. No TV, no cell phone service, no internet.
Right.
And there's farm life around everywhere.
Even if we did edit the pod, we'd have to drive to like a bigger
city. We could drive to the near town and upload it. See, this just seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a mini episode that
uploading
I can...
from home fiber versus some janky Wi-Fi.
Yeah. That you get a code for when you get charged like per half hour. Rough. Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe we'll do a mini random podcast and we can kind of delay putting it out. So you still get a podcast when you should, maybe on Wednesday or Thursday, just so you have some content and it can just be maybe us talking about what we're watching or some fun questions. I don't know. It's very up in the air. We'll consider. Oh, something I did want to talk about, which I wish I really knew how to do. So I don't want to say we were delayed because of you. That's not what I mean by it. I just mean like your, like our schedules were not matching up for the past like week and a half. There was just no way we could watch it together, and separately it just wasn't working. So I was wondering if I could do like a live episode one day. Like if there was just someone on Twitter that just wanted to talk, why not? Is that weird?
You mean like have them call in or something?
Yeah, we'll just Skype or something. Or have a Discord or something. Like, what if me and, like, five people want to just hang out and talk about the episode?
I think there's certain apps you could use mm-hmm. where you sort of... It's almost like a hold queue. Like, you can have people sort of join and get on the queue. And then you could sort of, you know, click their name and they're kind of... Now they're, like, on a
See? How cute. You. So if there's ever an issue, like, I can't record or you can't record, we could just... Throw something up on Twitter. Say, with hey, the, tomorrow at this time, oh, let's so like, let's talk.
So you're recording live, but with the community?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be interesting.
I think it'd be fun. I mean, I'm not that concerned. I don't think anyone's going to like...
I'm just envisioning...
Is it going to go south
you,
really
you mean live, like right after it airs, or just another random time in the day?
Another random time, because I almost All never right. watch it when they premiere.
Because I was just imagining...
That'd be you, very fun while it premieres, though.
Right after it premieres...
That'd be hot.
And everyone's just drinking mimosas and just talking
That
shit.
Should be like our 1 year anniversary. We should do a live show like that.
Oh my God.
How fun. I'll just have like That's guiding cool. questions and it like, sounds, let's just go to sounds, town. Okay. Cool. Keep this in the back of your head, people. Maybe we can do
a
lot fun
of
one
for a year though.
We do. Okay. I just want to get into it. Go big. Let's do Johnny and Bao. Thoughts?
Yeah. That'd be great. Cause yeah, you were fiercely taking notes.
Oh my God. This took so long to get through two episodes too, because Leon is the remote controller during this because I'm feverishly writing. And it was a lot of stop, pause, replay that. What was the quote? I hate him. it was a lot of yelling. So just to kind of reiterate, we are doing season 13, episode 12, Is There Someone Else? And episode 13, Tears, Jeers, and 25 Cent Martinis. I need to go to Houston.
Yeah, Houston. We have a friend that recently moved to Houston.
And she told me to come anytime, so... All right. Johnny and Bao. First note. Bao said she's going to woman up and woo her husband. I wrote, barf. Not that, like, women shouldn't woo their husbands. I think it's awesome. I think I said on a podcast previously, like, buy your man flowers sometimes. Super cute. But man, if he's doing nothing...
Johnny seems really emotionally immature for someone that's been on 100 dates.
I think that's why he's emotionally immature. He's never had to do anything. He's never had to connect deeper than that because you just run away. They are making zucchini bolognese. Super cute. I probably said that wrong. Sorry. Bolognese. My bad. Super cute. I thought Bao was being so positive and open and upbeat. I couldn't put on a happy face. Like, good for her. So kind of cooking together, which we found out doesn't count if they cook together. Bao has to cook on her own gourmet, which is unfortunate.
I think you're already itching to say something. I think a lot of this, or a lot of their conversations, amongst others, they're very well planned by production.
Yes. Like, all those dates are production planned.
It's almost like they start, they get together, the hangout in the beginning always starts out fine.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like...
And Johnny ruins it.
It's almost like, spending time with Bao is like just sucking the life out of him. So then he
transforms.
He transforms, right? He gets angry and kind of has outbursts towards her and like judgment on her. But I feel like no matter what, them being together would always lead to that.
Yeah. And it's one person's fault.
Yeah, he's.
Am I too harsh on that?
No, a lot of these guys are super critical about everything.
They need their woman to be their perfect view, and it's super weird to me.
Yeah, I think it's setting a lot of these couples up for failure just because the expectations are just crazy high. And that probably goes to just what people are experiencing now. You know, everyone's just like, oh, you don't meet the expectations. Next, Next.
And where are these expectations coming from, though, I guess, is what I'm not getting.
It must be what we're sold
as. Is it celebrities? Is it what we see on social media? Is it
just what we see every day of what, like, perfection is or what it should look like?
I mean, I guess reality shows, all of that. I mean, I guess maybe good, happy reality shows. I don't know.
The Bachelorette or something like that. I don't think 90 days.
No.
So people to go get supermodels.
I don't think so. I wrote, Johnny always has some dumbass shit to say. Oh, you're deviating from the recipe? How unlike you. Why? Why do you have to say that? That's... You're putting that negative vibe out there immediately.
They did a reel of him just saying a bunch of negative stuff to Val. I was like, oh my God. It's almost like even things I had forgotten in the past.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if we were just in casual dating, like we would, you know, pretty much cut ties right here.
So they are done with their cooking dinner. They're sitting down. Well, they were super flirty and trying to be cute during dinner. Johnny is always having her drink, which is really weird to me. They pop the champagne. He's telling her to drink. It's weird.
Maybe that's how he like
calms down.
Or makes her be less objective of the task at hand.
Maybe. And more enjoy maybe. The moment. Just something I noticed.
Okay.
Immediately he starts to pick a fight as soon as they sit down to eat. He says, if you're putting in 100%, then I'm putting in 150%.
See, why are you gauging your effort
yes.
to someone else?
He's keeping score. And yeah, Dr. Schwartz picked that that's up too. Weird. He's constantly keeping score. Do you think that doing, I guess, little things daily for someone means as much as big gestures? Because that seems to be one of the things that they're disagreeing on.
Honestly, I think I'm probably more attracted to the small gestures because same. I'm not really a big gesture like
no.
person. I don't know. Don't.
Me and you are very similar in the sense of we took the love language quiz and gifts are really
card for my birthday. Yeah. I'd be like, you are so fucking cool. You don't have to give me expensive ass shit.
Yes.
No.
Write me a not thoughtful note and that's it.
Yeah. Not at all. If you just even send me a text, you're like, hey, thinking about you today. Happy yeah. birthday. I'm like, oh, that's so
cool. You know, I love coffee. Get me like a $10 gift card that's so I can so get like cool. two coffees.
Damn, I was saying thank yous. You were like,
I'm just saying, like, I'm just coffee. Coffee's real nice. I'm just saying, like, if you're gonna give someone give me a gift, it's not it's the thought of it. So like yeah. the note, so the
that's,
card.
That's what I mean about like the big stuff's not like it's not.
No,
it's
but not you helping thing. Me clean the kitchen after I cooked, or you helping me fold laundry when I threw laundry, and like that matters a ton to
in,
me.
In a relationship, I bet 95% of the actions are the little gestures.
Mm-hmm.
5% is this crazy, we're going to Disney
birthday,
World.
Birthday, this, like, this, yeah.
It's very small time compared to your entire relationship with someone.
Yeah.
It's very
and
small.
And so in my eyes, that makes the day-to-day what you're doing or encouraging or how you're helping your partner to be more important.
I would agree.
Johnny does not agree. No. She says, I cook. You know, I meal prep for us. I do the laundry.
You know,
and he said, that I can
even
do
though,
my own laundry.
Even though she says that she cooks her main meals,
mm-hmm.
I think he's going about it the wrong way of saying, we cook those together. I'm like, why is that a bad thing?
Yes, why is that a bad
that
thing?
That sounds so strange for you to say that.
I just
it's
don't.
It's strange to me, at least.
No, sense. same. I just never get what he wants. He's just completely hypocritical and has no clear indication of what he actually wants. I don't think he knows what he wants.
He wants Bao to be like, babe, you can sit on the couch. I'm going to start meal prepping.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the game. I don't know what he does.
Yeah, because he got her two stupid jerseys as his wedding gift to her.
Oh, God. I was joking with you. I'm like, maybe he's repaying her for the dumbass gift he got her for the wedding.
Oh, because he's doing big gestures.
Right, right. He's got
he needs to do the big gestures.
He's got makeup work to do.
He just immediately starts spiraling with her. He is like a tornado and just sucks her in and sucks her down with him.
You know, it's funny the way Bao counters him.
It's almost so mature.
But doesn't she look so uncomfortable doing it? Like, I'm not used to doing this.
But not only that, is the vibe I get is I have to do this again. Like, I have to talk to him like a child. I have to say, be direct and clear and calm because he's just blowing up over here. And even as calm and direct and not threatening at all, not throwing things in his face, he has to get up and leave.
Yeah, he gets super mad.
Yeah.
I find that's a pretty, a position of weakness.
Yeah.
He can't even just sit next to his wife and have a serious conversation.
I hate that he says, when have you tried in this relationship? And then forces Bao to list and kind of do the scorekeeping thing again. And then
she seems uncomfortable just doing that.
Yeah. And then he says, when have you been consistent? Exasperated and annoyingly.
Is this the part where he growled?
Yes. So this is when they're sitting down and he's pissed and he storms off in his tiny little pink shorts. And he goes into the bedroom and she's doing her little interview. And all you hear in the background is, and I was like, rewind that. Is that what I think it was?
He is having a moment. Like, if he's reacting like that.
To such a calm conversation. Like, it wasn't even a blow up.
I think if you're having that much of a blow up during her one-on-one interview, maybe he's listening in and she's saying, oh, I'm trying so hard. And he's like behind the door like, fuck no.
How come he can never give an example of what he's trying to do? Why are we always talking about Bao's lacking?
You know, when he said he does the grand gestures, did they mention what it was?
I think buying her something really nice. I think she said like it was expensive or something like that. I'm not sure. Which, sure, that's great. But you're not going to buy me a Louis and then tell me I'm a piece of shit.
Right. Or
no.
If Bao's doing day-to-day, like they mentioned laundry.
Yeah,
like,
which he doesn't care about.
He's like, I can do my own laundry.
Then why don't you?
Aren't you? Are you?
Why are you doing my laundry? If laundry's no issue for you.
Yep.
We fast forward a few days and Bao is learning all of Johnny's family's names in Mandarin because that's important and she wants to make a good impression. And then he calls her day of and says, you're not coming. I'm going myself. We need to work on ourselves before we bring her to a family event.
I love where Bao was when she mentions that couples fight and then the next day they get up, you gotta just do shit as a couple. Yeah. And she's like, I'm here, I'm ready to do this.
Yeah.
And
he put on the happy face. He
ghosted my ass.
Yep.
Johnny is just shoving her under the bus.
Yeah, to his family. But even his family isn't fully taking it. Oh, his uncle says, you're not in high school anymore.
He's like, oh, no, yeah, I'm looking for like high school love or something.
Yeah.
And uncle, you're not in high school.
His crawdads. Oh my God, they had a feast. It looked delicious.
Yeah. That corn looks so fucking spicy.
But yeah, it was his mom talking to him on the dock, correct?
I believe so.
Even she said, your expectations are ruining this. I mean, in shorter words, she had more to say, but...
Are we blaming Johnny for the checklist or Jose for the checklist? Was Jose the one with the checklist?
They all have checklists. Every man on this show has checklists, and it's driving me crazy.
Maybe Mavs gives them a checklist, so they use the term checklist.
Maybe. I mean, I bet when they're filling out the paperwork, it's an absurd checklist. Like, hundreds of checklists. That doesn't mean hold your wife to that. John even goes as far to say, I don't want my family to get attached or for her to get attached when I don't even like her. This was said right in front of her.
That's a lack of respect. Or he's just being brutally honest and this is the result.
A few weeks ago, I think it was, you turned to me as we were watching the show. It was kind of a quiet moment. And you just turned to me and you said, you would never make it on this show.
Because you wouldn't take their shit.
No.
You'd just be like, I'm fucking done.
Me and Johnny would fight every single day.
No, but then you mentioned you would stay just to make someone's life a living hell. Oh my God. That might make for great television.
Yeah. I'm just petty and... I mean, I won't do anything horrible. Like, I'm not... But I'll do little things that piss you off and will drive you crazy.
You just set some early-ass alarm or something.
Yep. Oh, keep going to sleep. Oh. Johnny cannot get over the gourmet meal thing. He mentions it again. What is he cooking? Why is this always on her?
Didn't the only time they showed him cooking, he was doing like a...
It was frozen meatballs and canned pesto.
Yeah. I can't remember what they called it. They called it like bachelor food or
something. I want her to be that petty and be like, oh, you don't think I cook well enough? Well, here's a recipe you showed me.
Make him a ham and turkey sandwich.
Yeah. Just anything. He says he wishes he was matched with anyone else. And my response was, I wish you got matched with Michaela.
I guess
she wouldn't take it.
I think he said something like, at a time like this, I wish I was... matched with anyone else.
Maybe I'm cutting it weird even in my notes.
Maybe you're
I'm so angry that I just take what I want.
You're just filling in things that will make it worse.
Johnny says he regrets what he said, but also says that's how he feels. And this is the first time he said that, because in the episode tonight, he also apologizes again and then immediately goes back on it.
Is this this tonight's episode?
No, we're still in the previous one. This is the first time he said he regrets saying things. Yeah. He never learns from it.
I don't think, it's not genuine. It's not genuine just because of the way they come up in the next episode. Well, we'll wait.
We're almost there. We'll this wait. Is the last part. The last thing I want to talk about with episode 12 for this couple is when he says, when you're baking, that's not for me. That's something you like to do.
That's fucking weird. This is great to bring up, by the way.
Yeah.
So she just can't bake because she likes to bake. She has to bake for the sole purpose of
his happiness, feeding
him or presenting him with something.
Yep. She cannot.
That's psychotic.
It almost feels like he's saying, you get enjoyment out of that, so it's not for me. You have to do something that's hard and you don't like and put in a ton of effort to show me that I'm worth it.
He was saying, like, when you're giddy and childish and happy, he's like, that's not attractive.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Nope. And then when you do things that you like, that's not okay either.
I would never call someone out for liking to bake.
No. Just to bake. Also, when I bake, you're obviously getting the benefit of that.
Right.
And on certain days, like your birthday, I will bake something that I know you like. So how can you say that it's not for him?
That's fucking weird.
So yes, she enjoys it, but what she's making could be for you and is probably for you. Why does that not matter? I feel like I'm just yelling.
I can see why he's been single. It's just, it's hypercritical and
mean. He's really mean.
It is very mean. And even though he says he's a wreck, I'm like, dude, this is someone you knew as like a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, a kid, well, in college.
Growing up.
But
formative years, if you will.
Like, this is super rude, the way you're talking to this person.
On to episode 13, when they're in bed and talking.
Oh my God.
I realize that he hates that a marriage consists of two people and not only him.
What?
He hates that marriage consists of two people and not only one, aka him.
Bao said, like, I don't like that I'm basically having to just be at your will for what you want, your version of what you want to make this work.
Yep.
This is a couple here, not a
And just he a does Johnny not thing. Care about her wants, needs, likes, anything.
I really do appreciate that Bao saying it for herself a lot.
Finally, because it the beginning of last episode, she's just talking about how I'm going to try harder. I'm going to woo him. And I'm like, girl, stop. Get out. Or be petty.
If this dude won't, like, return the love, like, you don't have to just submit and, like, try to woo this guy. If he's not into you, fuck him.
Yep.
Just move on.
And Johnny left again. How shocking.
A lot of these guys have to just get away and go to their apartments.
I hate that.
I think in this episode, Ryan hasn't. He just basically said, I want to sleep in the other room.
Yeah, they're living separately. Yeah. I mean, essentially. At least under the same roof, though. Yeah. That's more than some people, I feel like.
Right.
We finally get to see the experts. We see Dr. Schwartz and Pastor Cal, which makes me so happy. I wish we were having regular therapy sessions with them.
Oh, some couples need it. They would need a lot more time with the experts.
Yeah. It sucks that we're 13 episodes in and we're finally getting our first sit down. Like, so much shit has already happened. I don't think there's a lot of coming back for Johnny and Bao or Brett and Ryan.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna work out. We can make our predictions whenever we're getting closer to season day, but yeah, I don't feel.
Oh my God, our predictions are so far off from, because you know we always do like first the after the wedding episodes. We
totally have said Gil and Merlo was a fuck no.
Oh yeah, I didn't count them out. Oh my God, I said Michaela and Zach 100% for sure. They're the best. I said they were going to be the couple of the season.
I need to listen to this episode again.
Maybe we should like cut it into our predictions. So when talking to Pastor Cal, Bao says that Johnny just wants an out and he's already 80% out of the door. She feels cheated out of a marriage and that there's no intimacy. I dislike that Pastor Cal said keep things... How do I say it? Don't go too deep. Keep things very surface level with him because that's when he starts to snap. But why does she have to give up what she wants? She does want those intimate conversations. Mm-hmm. They're almost at decision day. They should have those intimate conversations. So I hate that I feel like Bao is constantly having to change what she wants in order to tiptoe around Johnny.
They're not really making Johnny change.
No. Anything. They were basically like, just stop being mean.
Oh, I have some thoughts after.
Oh, let me do Johnny's first then. Real quick. Johnny is talking to Dr. Schwartz and says, with her, I'm someone I don't want to be. We don't argue well, and that trust, communication, and foundation of friendship is lacking. He is told to just stop keeping score, and that's kind of it, and he agrees to work things out.
So they go sit down after their meetings.
Yes.
And one of the things they told Johnny specifically was, but yeah, like you said, basically don't be an asshole. And
he does apologize as soon as they sit down. This is the second apology, an expression of regret. I think
they pretty much said, don't be so negative.
Yes, because he's only focusing on the negative.
Well, what does he do in this exact same conversation? He basically gets angry again, is putting her down. The experts just talked to you, and just that quickly, you've moved on.
Yep. He says he wasn't attracted to her when they met in college. Otherwise, there would have been a second date.
How's that supposed to cheer somebody up?
Goodbye. Have a good life. No, that's go back in there and tell Pastor Cal that I'm done.
That's what you say, and you're like, I'm burning all your shit.
Yes. Oh, man, that time he left and grabbed his chapstick, everything would be burned.
Your pink short shorts on fire.
Bleached. Any other thoughts on them?
No, I feel bad for Belle.
I think she's taking a lot. I mean, I don't think she's perfect. I'm not trying to put that off, but I just think Johnny is so far the other end that I can't not focus on that.
His attitude is really weird, too. It's really, like, I'm kind of scared.
He's a child, and he's great.
Like, really mad. He's also, it's almost like he's probably had an issue with dealing with confrontation head on, because, mind you, we see him get up all the time. So even him being negative to Belle even looks awkward just to watch.
Yeah. This is totally boiling down to father issues.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. He talks about how he wasn't, like, loved as a child. And I'm like, well, I don't think you know how to love.
Well, maybe...
I don't want to armchair diagnose or do anything like that. Maybe his
definition of what a couple looks like, or, like, that moments of love is different. Because he's thinking...
But that perfection thing is...
Who thinks about somebody doing a hobby is bad unless they're doing it for their husband? Or their partner.
But I still don't see how you would have that skewed viewed. I don't know. He's made some weird, I guess, mental maps of how his relationship should be.
I do like how the show's been sprinkling in a little bit of, like, the hidden cam footage, but it almost has to call people out. Like,
oh, like the diary footage too? I mean, there was too.
Even like a little diary recap for Johnny's point of view of she doesn't cook. And like one shot she got home, or he got home, and she's like, I ate your Caesar salad.
I don't even think that's anything.
I just like that there was a little highlight film for, like, both sides. They're not just catering to one side, it feels like.
Yeah.
Like, we'll talk about it in the case of, like, Ryan and old girl. Like.
Oh, I have lots of thoughts on that.
I won't. I'll say
wait that. Till that. I have lots. That. My favorite couple, Gil and Mirla. They're apartment shopping, and she trusts Gil to get something she likes, which is super cute and very trustworthy.
That's super surprising.
I'm not
having full control.
No, she was great. She was just like, you know what I like? This is, you know, I like nice things. Don't mess it up.
They're already talking about getting an apartment.
Well, Gil didn't
re-up his lease. Yeah. I mean, come on. It's going to be a yes.
So cute.
It's going to be a yes. Come on now.
Mirla is so sweet and so thankful and appreciative of Gil, and I love to see it.
She's opening up a lot more. It's crazy how in the beginning she seems so cold, so negative about everything, the honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was driving me crazy.
No kiss at the altar. Like, there was just a lot going against her. And now she's talking about what he means to her, how close they are.
How he surpassed every expectation.
Like, damn, those are some married for life words. Wow.
And you know she's in it because she is... Her and Hype are BFFs.
Yeah, definitely.
They're so cute.
Definitely.
I love how she's like, hold on, Hype. Stop rushing me.
He has to go poop.
Maybe. I don't have a ton of notes on them for episode 12. It was kind of them talking to their friends. Oh. Okay, so episode 12. People were swooning over Gil's friend's voice. And at first, I was just...
Yeah.
At first, I was cackling, and I was like, really? But by the end, I kind of got it.
Oh, my God. It just got better and better.
It did get better and better.
He's like, see any flag, yellow flag, red flag.
Like, super deep. It was good. He has a good voice. He needs to get into, like, he needs to do his own podcast. You don't have a good voice for like storytelling.
He's like, hey man, you know, you consummate the wedding.
So good. Moving on to episode 13 with them. Gil is meeting with Pastor Cal while Mirla is meeting with Dr. Schwartz. Gil finally got his kiss and feels very good about it. He says that he loves how caring and loving Mirla is and that they can be very honest with each other. Gil's only concern is her negativity and tantrums, which he's talked about basically every single episode. I think they'll be fine. That's not... I don't think it's a deal breaker.
I think they'll be fine at all. I think he just... had needed something to
yeah exactly like, and I mean
even have cared
just, that's whatever. That's I don't know, he knows when it happens, he knows kind of how to diffuse it. I think they'll be fine. Mirla is lit seeing Dr. Schwartz.
She's like one or two drinks away from being passed out.
She's having a great time.
Yeah, I need to go to this 25 cent
martinis. I did like how Mirla said that she wants this to work, and her question for Gil wasn't something that she wanted to know about him. It was, what can I do better? Because she does want this to work. Mm. I thought that was so sweet.
He's definitely going to say, just be more affectionate. I mean, he even alluded to that in their follow-up conversation. But
yeah, I like when Mirla and Gil meet up after the sessions, and he's just smiling at her, and he says, you good?
So you look kind of buzzed. No, but Mirla had like the craziest breakdown of
yes
showing love to her
she
partner.
She really loves him.
Wow, it was...
She said, Gil is above and beyond, so thoughtful, and she's gotten everything that she wanted and more in marriage.
Man, like that, you know, people might get teary-eyed watching that.
I
like,
know, damn, it was so nice.
Gil's been through a long road of patience.
Gil asks what he can do to be a buffer during the times that she's feeling... A lot of her issues seem to come from kind of her social anxiety and how she's an introvert. And so some extroverted things will bug her and she'll like want to flee. Mm-hmm. And so she'll kind of be a Debbie Downer. He asked what he can do to be a buffer. And she said that he already does everything she needs, makes her laugh and takes her mind off of it. So it's good that he knows that now.
Well, then Gil mentioned something when you're feeling that way, just...
She probably kind of pushes him away. And so he says that he wants her to be considerate of other people and also... kind of accept and show affection. Mm-hmm. But they're doing great and they're going to be great and they're going to make beautiful babies and live happily ever after.
Wow.
And I can't wait to see the dog that he gets her. I hope it's kind of a big dog. It's too like Hype.
Be a tiny dog.
I don't know. She's having a good time with Hype. Hype needs a buddy.
No, that's not big. There's a lot of dog body.
That's
no.
Fine.
No.
They're talking about there's an acre of activity land at their new apartment. I bet there's a dog running around area. Jose and Rachel. Rachel's making chica... How do you say it?
Chilaquiles? That's what it looks like.
I think it is. So,
it could be like weird shaped like enchiladas that were cut up or something.
I don't think so because the way it was cut up with and the egg on top is like a dead giveaway.
All right, yeah. I'm just going to play chilaquiles.
We cannot get over the fact that Jose will not go on a trip to Europe.
Oh, maybe he's introverted as fuck too. He's like, my plan of travel is like driving around Texas.
Yeah, that's what it was.
What?
It's not fair. I want her to have her trip with her man, like, how Jose, she always dreamed.
Jose's like the type of dude, like, Jose, you know there's more states? He's like, nah, that's the only state.
Texas is the only one that matters. Jose says he's recognizing the little things that Rachel's doing daily. And Rachel explains that it's different because she... isn't going to go back to her old life. She is moving in with Jose. So, sorry, I said that kind of quick, so it sounds like they're related, but it's not. They were kind of just expressing different things.
You see how a lot of couples are talking about after plans that were most likely yeses.
Exactly. And so I do get what Rachel's saying, how she's like truly giving up kind of everything. Her independence, which is so important to her, because he's just
not,
going
he's
home.
He's not giving anything up.
He's just gaining a wife.
Right.
As to where, yes, she's gaining a husband, but she's also losing the apartment and her somewhat independence and not really having to consider someone else, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
We learn about Summer Rachel.
I don't know what Summer Rachel's all about.
Summer Rachel sounds like she gets mad sometimes.
Oh, because she's getting lit? Or
I don't know. I didn't really get... Yeah, it sounded like she was having a great summer, but she made it very clear she's not staying home and hanging out while he's at work.
Right.
Like, she's going out and doing stuff.
I'm like, what does that mean? You're going out and, like, going to the state? Or are you going,
going to
like,
Europe?
Oh.
No. Oh, my God. You guys can totally hear that. This is the cat.
We have to to whisper now for the rest of the show.
I'm not letting him in.
He let himself out.
Yeah, and that was his fault.
Yeah.
He was in a little bit ago. Oh my God. So we were watching the show and I was cackling super hard and he got super annoyed and just got up and left. And now look at him. He wants back in.
Look at him now.
He can come in a little bit, not during recording. He's just going to scream at us. It's so sad.
Or we let him in and he's a part of the show.
No. He's chaos. No. When he comes in, he takes over. Okay. In episode 13, we see Rachel meeting with Pastor Cal. She says Jose is the one for her, even after everything that happened. She does take his word that locking her out was an accident. It was not.
Definitely not.
No. How do you
if
didn't
she's
know...
spinning it in a positive way, okay, but no, he straight up locked you out.
I know. That's good that you take it that way. It's probably good for, you know, your mental health, but he definitely locked her out.
Yeah.
Jose is meeting with Dr. Schwartz, and he also says that he couldn't be any happier, and they communicate really well? Question mark?
Maybe lately.
Okay.
Lately.
Jose asked for an independent woman, but it doesn't seem he likes it so much now.
Yeah, maybe it's too independent for his own liking. Well, they mentioned it. He's like controlling and...
Yeah, so in the next... Exactly. So Dr. Schwartz calls him out and says he does have a tendency to be controlling. He said when things get hard, Rachel leaves, but I think that's kind of bullshit.
How so?
Because when they had their huge blow-up, he's maintaining that she left the apartment.
But it isn't...
But that's
Did
not...
Did she leave that... I mean, she had to sleep somewhere that night. So
probably
she...
went to Mira Lynn Gill's or something.
Or friends or yeah. something. Yeah.
But he's maintaining, oh, we got into a fight and she just left and I locked the door behind her. But she said she was walking to the lobby and then was coming back.
No, she was walking the producer yeah. or something. Yeah.
And obviously she came back because the door was locked.
I don't know why he still wears it that way.
Because he's trying to clean his image up. I don't know. But he says that when things get hard, she leaves. But that's what I picture of him. She didn't leave. Even the next day when she was there and she was like, well, I'm going to pack up.
Mm-hmm.
She came back out of the room and said, no, I always leave. I'm not going to leave this time. And she like read that letter to him. She didn't leave.
Yeah. I think the way they were talking to the experts, I think they have a chance just due to they're pretty open about their issues.
Yes.
And,
but I think his
Zach
anger
and
is...
Michaela, every time I see Zach and Michaela talk, I even mentioned them while watching. I'm like, I feel like this is bullshit. Like what I'm watching when I see them on
yeah.
TV. Like I don't feel like this is real.
Oh, when they were happy.
When they were happy, I'm like, this doesn't just it doesn't I mean maybe it's real, it just doesn't feel real to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was strange. Like I don't really get that often, but that was anyway. So they're just being brutally honest of like their wrongs. And, well, they probably have to be just because they've been on display.
Yeah. Who? Rachel and Jose? Or?
Yeah, Rachel and Jose. Just like their blow up. And then just the way he talked to her. Like clearly you do have some anger issues, dude.
Dr. Schwartz says that she has seen his anger and that doesn't build trust. I would never trust him again. Not only for how he blew up and reacted to such a minor thing, but then the aftermath. The absolute like asshole he was the next day.
Oh, when he was making that lobster.
Yeah, and eating
dinner.
It in front of her and being
he,
a little
like,
dick. Cool.
Could
all
not
right,
admit
bye.
That he was wrong.
He was like, oh, he still doesn't think he's wrong with the way he tells the story.
Right. I don't know. I think that's probably going to cause some issues in the future.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't... He does have controlling and anger issues, in my opinion.
I would agree.
They get together after their separate meetings, and they talk about having hard conversations and just staying and dealing with it. She asks what Jose's triggers are, and he doesn't answer the question, so that communication's already going well. Jose mentions that he wants to do the opposite of what he saw in his parents' marriage as they were divorcing. But that arguing was probably real similar.
That was pretty...
That was bad.
I don't know. Yell at someone like that, you have to be, like, so freaking angry.
Yeah.
That was just...
But not only that, but, like, the actions were horrible. It wasn't just words.
Yeah, it just got worse because of the next day he was just an asshole. Even
he's
more,
so cool. Yeah, he doesn't care at all. Michaela and Zach. They did a cute kind of bubble ball at indoor soccer, pushed each other around. It seemed like they had a lot of fun. Michaela doing the Dougie was great. Her little legs.
Yeah. I do want to try that.
The bubble ball?
We need to get people that are evenly weighed.
Oh, I was like, I'm going to die.
That's not fair.
Michaela was meeting up with her sister, and her sister really wants to be an auntie.
Definitely.
But it seemed like a really good conversation. Michaela was talking about her growth and how, and her sister agrees that she has grown a lot. You know, she has her blows, but I think she's doing better.
I think she's, well, we saw in the preview, but it's going to get.
Yeah, we have another big blow up.
Real soon.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this for a long time.
They put their vows up on the wall and they used a level.
Oh boy.
And I don't know what happened after that.
Maybe they were leveling for the center point of the wall so it could tip.
Damn. It was weird. The right angle. And they were like, yeah, it looks good. I hope they were just trolling, like, the camera guy.
But see, when they were doing that, I think you and I couldn't actually believe, like, do they really live in this apartment? Like, it seemed like
there's no way.
Give a shit how it looked.
They were scrapbooking together. And this is where I go with, like, the producers just make all these dates and activities for them. I just don't see either one of them being like, I'm going to go get all these scrapbooking supplies and we're going to scrapbook together. Because neither one of them knew how to scrapbook or what they were doing.
Yeah. Also, that's kind of weird.
What? That the producers...
Shouldn't they naturally, like, be doing stuff in quarantine and COVID?
Maybe it's hard because it's in quarantine. So they're just coming up with these really random activities for people to do.
We're going
to
put a puzzle together. And the producer's like, no, that's boring as shit.
Probably. Oh my god, you made me put so many puzzles together at the beginning of quarantine.
I did?
Well, like three, but that's a lot for me since I haven't done them since I was a kid.
Yeah, we started sharing some with your parents.
Yeah, we would swap them.
Yeah.
We finished this, you can have this one.
Oh my god.
Like, at one point I was like, can we please stop? It's been hours.
I had fun.
It was good, it was good. I really liked it towards when I could see what was going on, but the beginning's rough. Michaela is meeting with Pastor Cal and Zach is meeting with Dr. Schwartz. Michaela wonders what Zach's picture of marriage was. And I think that's such a good question. Really, what was his picture and what are his expectations of marriage? Michaela wants Zach to be happy because his kind of mood flopping is affecting her, which is understandable. Michaela said it's a lot of responsibility to be responsible for someone's happiness. And they make a good point that you're not necessarily responsible for it, but you are a part of it.
Yeah, Pastor Cal mentioned, you know, do I feel like I'm not a part of my wife's happiness? Of course not. I'm totally a part of that.
Yeah.
It could be a little bit of it or could be a lot of
it. But the sole purpose, no.
Right. Also am questioning, like, how bad, I mean, we've seen some of Zach's moments, but mm-hmm. how bad they are where someone's, like, impacted of setting
I think he gets really
or,
moody.
Yeah.
Because even as soon as he sits down with Dr. Schwartz, he gets emotional. He said he realizes that he's a perfectionist and nothing he has done in life is good enough. He realizes he puts that expectation on the people around him, particularly his wife. And yeah,
You're never going to reach perfection.
No, being with yourself or your marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you're going to judge your wife against perfection, you're like, they're always going to lose.
No, yeah, and... It's the same thing Johnny's doing with these unobtainable, what do you want to call them? Unobtainable
his
goals.
Checklist.
The damn checklist.
Yeah.
Stop it. Zach and Michaela are talking after their separate sessions. And Michaela does ask him, what does marriage look like to you? He says he has this vision of making breakfast with his wife, kiddos running around, listening to music. Kind of the ideal marriage, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And Michaela says her ideal marriage is a romantic union.
With kids? No kids?
I don't know. Probably work on themselves before bringing tiny humans
right,
in.
Right.
Michaela doesn't know what their future looks like, and she feels like Zach also doesn't know. Fast forward towards the end of the episode.
Oh my gosh, it gets so good.
Do you want me to break down what happened? Because I already have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So they ask each other, if decision day was tomorrow, what would you say?
Yeah.
There's some conflicting answers.
I think they said
answers.
It was today.
Okay.
It feels today.
Let's break it down. They both say no. Michaela says she said, I don't know. But let's, for the sake of this, just say they both said no.
No. I think she meant, I said no, but then on actual decision day, I don't know.
Regardless, let's just say for the sake of this,
they both
said no.
Mm-hmm.
Zach is blowing up over this. Well, he's not blowing up, but he's reacting in a way that is not necessary. I take that back. That's not why.
Right.
So, for the sake of this, let's say they both said no. They would not stay together. This hurts Michaela, and she says that she wants to sleep separately for tonight. Is this a big deal at all?
So should it have caused any issue like
yeah.
this? Probably not.
I don't think it's a big deal. If she wants to, why does she have to sleep with him?
And I would say it's okay to say no, even in later, you know, if you're just just
they've had a good like 2 weeks only.
Let's say you're saying yes point is I'm you know putting my hand up here is up here
mm-hmm.
and you're starting at the bottom. Well, as long as you reach that moment by decision day,
yeah.
it'll be a yes, but you can be
it's ups and downs.
You can be right below it
yeah.
and you're just at the I'm not sure quite yet.
Yeah.
But you're working your way up there.
And they were having a good like 2 weeks.
And I think they just misconstrued it with just saying like, well, fuck it. If we say no now, like what's the point?
Zach took it too far in my opinion. I know everyone wants to say it's like Hurricane Michaela and she has her issues, but I think he took it too far.
I think he was pretty much putting her on blast too,
yeah.
by doing it during the diary thing.
He purposely and then turned his diary off and she was like, nope, we're not done here. I'm turning mine on.
Hers on.
But then,
okay, so she wanted to sleep in a different room.
Yes.
Whatever, cool.
And he said,
that seems like we're going backwards. Like,
well, no, he
you?
Said, if you're sleeping in another room, I'm just going to leave.
And I was joking with you of like, okay, so if you're not getting cuddles or sex, you're just going to bounce?
Yep. That's how I took it, I should say. I don't think it's fair.
And again, what these dudes, they just leave.
You get upset with your partner, you spend a night away from them, and you talk about it the next day. Away from them, I mean under the same roof.
Mm.
I don't think it happens. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. And I think Zach took it too far of, I'm leaving. He always leaves. He always goes back to his apartment.
Go to fucking Mickey D's, get an ice cream cone, and get the fuck back.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And bring her one. It would make things better quicker. I don't know. Everyone gives Michaela shit for reacting, you know, intensely, but she's not the one leaving.
Honestly, for all we know, they're showing... previewing her blowing up, but what if she puts up with a ton of shit?
Yeah, we don't know.
That we don't see. And it's almost like this is her breaking point. And all we're seeing is,
maybe.
Man, she has some crazy reactions. She's the weirdo.
Yeah.
But for all we know, what if Zach's just been just eating at her and eating at her and she's like, fuck it, I'm done.
It's so hard for me to say who's in the right and who's in the wrong with them because, yes, we get a lot of... kind of outburst from Michaela, but we see it really clear here. Zach's being super defensive. Zach's rolling his eyes. Zach's raising his voice. So I don't like to think that he's blameless. I mean, I always have kind of said that. I've kind of stuck by that. And I still do. And I don't think, why is it okay for Zach to leave, but not Michaela? Everyone's giving her shit because she left, but he was leaving first.
Well, she wasn't leaving initially. She was just moving rooms.
Yes, but then he said, I'm leaving. And then the next day he's with his boys
saying, she left.
You left first.
Yeah, you left the night before. She just left maybe that morning or something.
Maybe, or maybe that night after you left. So that he needs odd. To stop
this,
playing
look
the victim.
You see how he's wording it, though, to his brother and friend?
Yeah.
He's like, he's the victim.
She even took the spices. Good for her. Maybe your apartment needed it.
That was a bit weird.
I don't even care. Because I'm so damn petty. I don't know. I just really felt like he was playing the victim at the end of this episode. You're the one that's going to leave. You're the one raising your voice. But yet you tell everyone, she moved out of our apartment.
Yeah, you should just paint yourself at a good light.
Zach says he's going to start just doing what makes him happy, which is...
He's already speaking in terms of just like, you know, fuck it. I'm just going to do my own thing.
Oh, one last thought on them. I thought it was super annoying that he wanted her to chase him. He said...
Very Johnny.
Yes, needing to be needed. He said something along the lines of, she should have said she didn't want me to go. How about you just not go? Any more thoughts on them? I have nothing. I feel like I went kind of bounced all over with them.
No, but I am... I'm super excited. The preview, the couples reunion.
Save it.
Oh, God.
I know it's your favorite part of every season.
All right.
Okay. I kind of defended Ryan in the past. I thought maybe he's not great in relationships, but I'd like to have a beer with him. Or like, I think he'd be a fun friend. Mm-hmm. I think he's quietly has a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
I can't hang out with him. I cannot support someone like this. Well, I'll get into why, but no.
You reverted?
Mostly.
Oh, boy.
We're kind of continuing the same theme we've had for many episodes now where Ryan's doing nothing. There's just no effort on his end whatsoever. He checked out immediately from the honeymoon. Oh, she's not my type. I'm not into her. That's it. I'm not going to even try.
I feel like Brett tried or...
She did try in the beginning.
Or wanted to try.
Yeah.
But just his energy and just lack of probably doing anything. It probably just sort of, like, her energy kind of went from romance to, oh, we're just kind of hanging out and, like, roommates.
Yep. Ryan is hanging out with his sister, and his sister also picks up that he's not even into this.
That's sad. It's bad because he's not doing anything to try.
No.
He just says, I'm nothing. Into this. Okay.
Like, and they're sleeping in separate bedrooms now. Even the little that he did give her at the beginning, it was nothing. Hmm.
Do you think for him it's just a physical attraction thing?
Yes.
I mean, what do you think about Brett? I mean, I think she's like a...
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she seems like a well-put-together woman and all that good stuff. And yeah, these... Like, some of these expectations for people just seem insane.
Yes.
I don't know what Ryan put down on his questionnaire, but Ryan seems like a really smart, you know, smart woman, you know, intellectual, takes care of herself, does the whole, I call it like fashion attire. Like, you
know, she does dress very well. I do like her outfits.
Dresses well kind of thing.
Yeah, the fact that he's just not willing to try anything is so discouraging. What's the point?
Brett would be like a great baseball mom. Like, that seems like
the thing. Yeah, I mean, she's a coach.
That seems like the thing he needs, though. And he's just like, nah, like, yeah, I'm just, you know, whatever. I'm not feeling this.
She's like a down-to-earth chill girl, and he wants a party girl, I think.
I don't know, because he just seems...
He's like, I'm so laid back. And I'm like, are you? You just seem like a ball of just negativity.
Yeah,
like, know. Cold as fuck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, enter the room and I'm uncomfortable type of person. So he has decided to take an angle of his relationship that I absolutely hate and I cannot stand him for. He's decided to start trashing her about how messy she is.
Oh, this is foul.
It was super foul. Starts with him telling his sister how messy she is. And then he goes on to record her private spaces without her knowledge. Her bedroom, because they're not sleeping in the same bedroom, her bathroom, her closet, and decides to put her on blast on national television.
I'll say that wasn't cool. And I get what you mean. It's like someone's like, private space, it's my private time. And
yes.
Like, shit, whatever, but I'm not presenting this to the world.
That could be a conversation you can have in private if that is truly an issue holding up your ability to connect with her.
What did you think about when you did see?
I think this is a woman that just had to put her dog down, that is working full time, and that is in a loveless marriage. I will not judge your space.
Fair. That's fair.
What do you think of it?
When you put it, when I was talking to you while we were watching the show, when you put it in that light, I kind of clicked for me.
Yeah, it's. I'm not judging her on that.
I just don't think it clicks for Ryan.
You have a dude that's not supporting you in any way. Your dog passes away. He's not there for you. We never saw him in a scene during that whole time. I mean, you're just trying to get to work, get by, make some food. I get it. And he is doing nothing to help her. What if he helped her do her laundry? When he tells his sister, you know, I could go home right now and that laundry would still be in the washer. So you noticed it needed to be moved. Why can't you just move it?
Yeah, that was...
You are picking at her and showing all these things
really
she's doing
glad,
wrong.
I'm really glad you catch this stuff.
Because it annoys me.
Because I would have just been like, yeah, I'm watching the show, yada, yada, yada. But you, like, cut on that quick of, like, well, you just fucking move the laundry.
Why would you not move the laundry? Why would you not fold the laundry for her because she's super overwhelmed right now? Why not help her with chores and help her with these necessities that need to be done and things that are bothering you?
Mm-hmm. These are great points.
He solidified for me that he mostly only cares about looks.
Right, when he was talking to his sister.
Yeah, she said, well, what if it was a Victoria's Secret model and she was this messy? He said, and there were dishes in the sink. He said, I'd be doing the dishes with a smile on my face. Piece of shit.
Man, piece of shit.
Yep.
That's pretty terrible. And then he laughs it off. I'm like, you know, pretty much...
We're not cool anymore. We're not cool anymore.
Pretty much just mention how much of an asshole you are.
Yep. He keeps saying what a good person and what a good heart that Brett has. And he keeps telling people, well, the only thing I want is to be married to a good person. But that's clearly not right based on everything we're seeing. It's only looks to him.
Yeah, but it's weird. I bet you that's been the crux of his past relationships. He just find only someone cares he about finds looks. Attractive, and then yep. he dates them, and he's like, this isn't like.
But he, but that's all he wants.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to be married.
It's almost like the experts are trying to show you, like, that's not what you need. Like, this is what you need. Like, kind of.
You can't help someone that don't want it.
Yeah, I know.
Brett is meeting with Pastor Cal, and she said, well, I'm not doing awesome. There's a lot going on. And she says if he would be more willing, then she would absolutely be willing to open up. Excuse me. Yeah,
kind of leaving that door open.
She questions, is he even capable of giving me what I need? And he is not.
Definitely not. No. Not in his current
moment. We talk about how, like, emotionally immature Johnny is. Like, I think he also is very... He does not need to be married.
I would imagine he's probably a bad communicator. He says how he says he has to stay very cool for both of them.
Yeah. But he doesn't talk about
part
her...
Part of me feels like, yeah, he just doesn't communicate at all.
Sometimes. No, he's like, oh, I'm just going to be cool, which means I'm just going to sit here and let you freak out, but I'm not going to comfort you or help you with anything you're going through.
Yeah. I have to display like it's nothing.
Perfect example. Day, what, 2 on the airplane? Oh, if someone act like that, I would never see them again.
Yeah.
That's nice to say. That's good.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like Johnny. Like, man, these guys have no filter.
They should have a little bit of a filter because they're looking pretty bad. Ryan is meeting with Dr. Schwartz, and he says that things started to kind of change a little bit with Dr. Viviana's meeting. He said it was really uncomfortable for him, but he took nothing from that.
She did force a lot of honesty out of him.
She called him out on his shit, which is good.
If only we got more of those visits.
I know. She points out that he is not able to say what he needs without being cruel.
I wonder what he has to say then.
I know. We don't see it, so there's clearly more going on.
One thing he wants to say is like, yo, can you pick up your shit? And he'd probably be like, that'd be really mean if I say that.
But he'll tell everyone else around him.
No, I mean, using the diary, you're basically telling the world.
Yeah. You know what it's for. He could have not picked up that camera. He didn't have to do that. He promises he'll show more effort on his end.
Hell no. I don't see this man doing anything different.
No, because he even says later on in the episode, or his sister says later on in the episode, excuse me, that when he's put on the spot, he'll tell you whatever you want to hear so that he can leave. And so exactly what he did to Dr. Schwartz. I was super disappointed after their separate meetings when they came together that Brett did not ask the questions that they wanted her to ask. It broke my heart. I don't think she's ready to hear it.
She rewarded it and then she rephrased things.
It needs to be direct. It needs to be direct. When did you stop trying? And what is your ideal
wife? What if asking that super hard question would have sort of could have changed them around? Just being blatantly honest.
I think it would help her just move on, honestly.
True. True. See, I'm trying to stay the optimist here.
Oh, no. Words.
See, I'm trying to...
I want her to move on and find an awesome guy that's going to, like, treat her well and comfort her and help her with what she needs. Not put her down.
Yeah. Well, in that case, you know, maybe you can save yourself more pain if you were to ask that question now.
Yeah. Ryan's sister and Brett are talking, and she essentially alludes to the fact that there probably is someone else. And then, if I remember correctly, there was a preview a few episodes ago of one of Brett's friends matching with him.
Would that mean he's active
on We talked about that before, of how we don't know how dating sites work.
Or is that because he just has an account there?
I think you got to mutually swipe.
What if he 4 months before had swiped correctly? Does that save in the future if she were to swipe
like a time correctly? Expiration on it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh.
I want to know the timeline. What if it was last night?
What if it said, oh, he swiped up yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh.
Asshole.
Up. I bet you it's not up. I said swipe up.
I think it's...
Left or right.
Yeah. One of them. Oh, man. We see at the beginning of the episode... I should have put this separately on my notes. Apologies. The two men that should absolutely not be taking advice from each other hanging out. Ryan and Johnny. And they both know they're pieces of shit. Like, you can tell by the way they're answering things... and talking to each other, they're just trashing their wives and being pieces of shit.
Everyone should just go talk to Gil.
Yes, the like, only successful person.
Just go get some info from Gil and some advice.
Ryan said he can't fake it anymore. Johnny said now Val is trying too hard.
Val cannot win in that relationship.
No, she can't. There's nothing right she can do. And he will not break up with her. He's doing the classic thing where you're just an asshole so much and you'll push someone away just so you don't look like the bad guy. Yeah. But he looks like the worst person on this show. Their other group activity was sand volleyball. Johnny, the only note I have is Johnny only is excited about the cheerleading outfit.
Oh, God. But part of me is thinking that he would call her, like, a child and too giddy, and he'd be like, well, this isn't attractive now.
Yeah, why wasn't that when she was with her pom-poms jumping up and down in her high-pitched voice? Why wasn't that too kiddy? Oh, because she was in a tiny cheerleading outfit? Then it's okay. You can be happy. Man, fuck him. The next time on is Leon's absolute favorite part of every season, the couples retreat. And this season we see it's a ranch retreat. Basically all hell breaks loose, as it always does.
Well, yeah, every couple, I don't want to say every, but the couples retreat is such a monumental moment.
Because it's right, it's like a week before.
Making it this far, mm-hmm. and either couples are still together or not together at this point.
Yeah.
But just the way you get all the, almost, you know, pretty much in dinners and stuff, let's call them the characters, mm-hmm. all the characters together, and it just brews like openness or dialogue or
there's no hiding,
you know,
it.
Like, let's, you know, all the guys are
they
together.
Love doing that.
In couples retreats, and let's talk about like, oh, what's going right with you? What's going wrong with you? It just leads to things to happen, or positive and negative. And oh man, it looks like there's some blowups on this one.
Yeah. So I assume it's editing when Gil and Mirla are talking and she says that she would like separate cabins. I assume that means like another couple staying with them, and we know she can't do that. I mean, I love having my own space too, so I don't blame it.
There are some slick editing.
I mean, that was one of the main ones I caught though. Right. I don't think she's like, I want to stay away from Gil.
No, not at all.
Do you think Michaela's reaction was too intense? Granted,
I think it was over the top?
Yes.
From the
next time on, when he
it's over the said, top. That's what they want me to think.
Marriage with you was more work than I thought it would be. But the editing is always I don't want to judge it.
Oh, yeah, but just from just watching, I'm like, yeah, it looks like she's reacting over the top, but
to the one answer.
That might not be the anyways.
The full thing, or even the question that was asked during that time, because it was cut so poorly.
Right. So I'm more to come, but I am. I mean, then they show her basically like walking through a cabin and like
knocking. And the producer over. Holding her back.
Yeah.
And she's slamming the door. See, so that clearly accumulates it escalates. You know?
Couples retreat. Ugh, it's fantastic.
I need to see Johnny and Val at this couples retreat. I want people to
Val
see.
Val is going to go in on him.
But I want people to see how bad he treats her.
Yeah.
Because right now,
Jose's going to take him aside and be like, hey, man, you're being an asshole.
Ryan's going to be like, yeah.
Yeah. Speak your mind.
Put her in her spot.
And then Brett's like, I'm calling you out. And he's like, don't do that.
Oh, yeah. fantastic two episodes. Lots of yelling, pausing, rewinding, note-taking.
I'm going to really try to get this next one out before we leave.
We'll try so hard. Our flight leaves Thursday morning, so if we can get the episode Wednesday, our streaming service is always, it's like on Thursday it drops.
We can catch up on sleep on a plane.
That's true. So we'll really try to get it out, and then we'll be out for a week. So assuming we don't get that next Sunday's, 90 day? Then that'll just be a little bit late, and then Mass will pretty much just be on time.
Awesome. Yeah, looking forward to it. It's exciting.
Okay. Anything else?
No. Thank you all.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Take some time for yourself, as always, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.